We are really leaving. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The last of the combat troops have left Iraq, some by air, some on the ground. The 4th Striker Brigade actually drove out and rolled into Kuwait without a single casualty on the way. It's an amazing thing because it was motivated by a date, by a mark on the calendar. The deadline had arrived. There's been no political breakthrough in Iraq. The Iraqi government is still corrupt and dysfunctional. The country has not been rebuilt. The electricity still goes out unpredictably. And car bombs still go off. But we are leaving. And here's the important part. We're upbeat. One soldier even declared victory.
We won! It's over!
Wow. And to think, there was a time when setting a withdrawal date was considered setting a surrender date. To think there was a time when anybody who wanted to leave Iraq was considered a coward.
The party of FDR and the party of Harry Truman has become the party of cut and run.
But nobody's talking cut and run today. Combat forces are out, the rest will follow next year, and the internet is pretty much silent about it. And why? Because Iraq is peaceful? Because we've killed the last terrorist? No. We just agreed to a date and stuck to it. And do we feel defeated? Do any of you feel defeated? Yes, it's true, we're poorer by $1 trillion. We are sadder because of the 4,400 who died. But we don't feel defeated, and we don't feel any less safe either. It is amazing how things can change when politicians stop trying to whip everybody into a frenzy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.